This episode is brought to you in part by the Table Podcast from the Hendricks Center at Dallas Theological Seminary. I'm Daryl Bach, one of the hosts, and I invite you to join us as we discuss issues of God and culture, which includes anything and everything. Listen on your podcast app or at dts.edu/thetable.
Welcome to today's mini-episode on The Discoverer Child. My name is Daniel Im.
And I'm Christina Im.
Today, we continue our series on strengths spotting. Now, this is in conjunction with our previous episodes about strengths-based parenting. So the best place to start, if you haven't already listened to episode 104, is to find that on your podcast app or just go to inbetween.org/episode104. And that's going to lay the foundation for everything that we are talking about today.
On our previous mini episodes, we've described the achieving child, the caring child, the competing child, the confident child, and the dependable child themes. If you've missed any of these episodes, you are going to want to go back and listen because they're each unique. But don't worry, you don't have to try to search for all of them. You can just head to inbetween.org/mini19 to grab the links to hear the characteristics of the different themes that you may have missed.
Yeah, another link that you're going to find there is a link to an assessment from Gallup called the Strengths Explorer Assessment. If your child is between the ages of 10 and 15, then that assessment is going to help you identify and help your child identify which of the 3 out of the 10 themes that they have, including this one. Now, if your child is over 15, you know, they're 16 and up, and or they're an adult, then they can do the Strengths Finder assessment, which we'll have a link for as well. And then you'll be able to discover which of the 5 out of the 34 themes that you have. So what we're doing today is essentially giving you a perspective as to, okay, so if your child is under the age of 10, rather than giving them the assessment, you're able to think through this and be like, oh, actually, yeah, I spot this theme in my child. Or even if they're older than that, you're able to glean and spot and understand. So really, we're giving you these kind of 10 personas or these 10 themes that your child may exhibit so that you know how to better parent them according to their strengths. So today, let's discuss the discoverer theme. So if your child has this, they're likely going to be a thinker and a learner, right? They're going to be excited about exploring ideas and making connections.
They will really like to ask questions like how and why and when and all of that. And perhaps you can see this already in your toddler because it's why after why after why.
Because I said so.
Yeah. Why did you say so? It goes yes. on.
So questions are on their mind a lot, right? How does this work? Why did that happen? How did someone figure that out? And if your child is exhibiting a lot of these questions, or not exhibiting, but asking a lot of these questions, the best thing you can do as a parent is to stoke that, is to actually, I know it might be annoying, but to actually help them figure out the answers, because they might have this as a strength.
And I will say, we do have a few children who exhibit this theme. And as toddlers, it really was, especially when you have other little kids around that you're trying to take care of, it can get a little bit annoying to answer the why. We do want to encourage you that at one point they will stop asking the why to you and they'll just ask, hey, how can I find out more information about this? And then you can get them books, you can lead them to the internet, all of these different things. So I know it can be really frustrating now, but trust us, it will not stay this frustrating forever.
Yeah, and that's been neat to see with our eldest, especially, and see the ways that she is really, things are lighting up even more so, and how she's figuring out as a discoverer what those are and how things work.
Exactly, as she tends to collect and connect information and ideas all around her.
Yeah, so if after we went through that list, you're like, oh, yeah, actually, my child does have that, then here are a few other emerging signs that they do actually have this. For example, children with this discoverer theme often become excited when they figure something out, right? So it's not just the question, but when they figure it out, when they solve it, or when they identify a pattern or whatnot, they're going to be really excited because they're naturally curious and they just want to know more.
Yeah, exactly, Daniel. They just really have a thirst for knowledge that seems to not be able to be quenched. Like a question is answered and then they want to go on. They will take time to study, whether it's a sport, an insect, a book, water in the fountain or sink or bathtub, another child's hair. You don't know what they're going to be interested in.
That's true.
But it is really unique and special to watch your child discover.
Yeah, and oftentimes, as they're discovering, they might actually tune out the rest of the world. So if you find that your child is like uber focused when doing something and very easily distracted when doing something else, then perhaps that's an indication that they have this discover theme, especially when what they're doing is figuring out the answer to something or how something works, right? Because they get a thrill out of making connections and learning. And that really is a sign of a talent.
So one thing that we found really helped our discoverer child, especially, is when she is engaged into something, especially as a toddler or as a preschooler, we would need to touch her shoulder and say, "Can you look at me, please?" And then we would say, "Hey, you have 5 more minutes on this, and then we need to transition." If we were just to yell and be like, "Hey, we gotta go, let's go," that would just throw her into a frenzy because she really wanted to continue to concentrate on what she was doing. And it was that transition was just too difficult for her.
Yeah. And children with this theme may actually, it's interesting, they may actually study an activity before they start it. So that means they can be incredibly deliberative and may perhaps, because of this, get labeled as slow when they're actually just processing different ways to complete the task.
Honestly, Daniel, I wish I had known about this strengths-based parenting when our eldest was in preschool, because we all thought, including her teacher, that she was extremely shy and didn't want to try new things. She just liked to stay in her little bubble and not go out of it. And her preschool teacher continued to try to force her to do things. Not force, but, you know, really wanted to expand her mind and her environment. Well, as our child's personality developed more and more, we realized that because of this strength, that she was really observing the 5 W's and the how of everything before she jumped in.
Yeah, so if your head's been nodding through this episode and you're like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure my child is a discoverer," then here are a few things that you can do this week. Help your child find new and interesting ways to do things and encourage them in that.
Exactly. They may want to put their own twist on an activity because they've done it before and they're bored and they already know how it works, so they want to try it a different way. We as parents can honor that and really allow them. We have our own expectations. We need to let that go. That is how they build their personal connections for themselves and how they see connections in their own environment as well.
Yeah, I mean, we see it 3 different ways with our children as relates to Lego.
Oh my goodness, yes.
One is incredible at following instructions step by step. Another one doesn't want to have anything to do with instructions because they just want to figure it out on their own and build it according to the way they think it should be. And the other one just likes destroying things. So,
Yeah.
And, oh, it broke. Well, I guess I can't use that one anymore. Let's just keep on going.
Is that a theme, the destroyer theme? Because,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that child definitely has that one.
Yeah.
So the final idea that you can put into place even today is to remember that your discoverer child thrives on stimulation. So don't squash their inner discoverer talents by dictating steps or methods. I know, especially for me, this can be really hard because I do feel like there are certain things that should be done certain ways. So if you are like me, take a deep breath. Where an activity goes is really up to them because they will have questions, and through their questions, they are going to discover their answers. And that's the way that they're going to learn, and they need the freedom to change things around as needed.
Exactly. So that brings us to an end of this episode on the Discoverer Child. Now, just super quickly, if you have been enjoying these mini episodes in this series that we're in on strengths-based parenting, we would love to know about that. One of the best ways to do that is just head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this and just share in the review why you have been enjoying this and how a strengths-based perspective on parenting has been helping. So we would be honored if you'd do that, and we will catch you next time.